You speak a lot what the mainstream media says, that the women are going to decide this election. And also the fact that, you know, we the people for decades has felt the government has been corrupt. Hillary Clinton and her cronies just got busted for the biggest corruption ever to happen in this nation. And you know what? When we're in the rallies, when we say lock her up, because somebody still needs to be held accountable.
Sure, and look, I'm not sure what you're referring to when you say they just got busted for the biggest corruption in the history of this country. I do believe that there is all kinds of material that can and probably will come out about the Clintons. But let me go back to what you said. The reason that I say that women will decide the election is simply because of where these congressional seats are. What the Democrats are focusing on is 23 congressional districts, and there are 23 of them, where Hillary carried the congressional districts, but right now they have a Republican representative. And if they can flip all 23 of those, if they can knock off those people in congressional districts that Hillary won, they'll have control of the House. And they are, by and large, suburban districts, fairly affluent voters. They're not people who are down and outers or people who are struggling particularly. And frankly, appealing to those women right now, according to most polls, among white women, there is more than a 20-point gender gap. Now, President Trump won white women in the election. We don't need to do that entirely, but you need to do better. You need to compete. And there's nothing wrong with competing with every group in the country all across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is State Representative David Stringer. You may be getting tired of the election ads on radio and TV, but this is an important time for our state and our country. Every 2 or 4 years, the people you elect need to come back and report to you on the job they've done. That's the beauty of our system of government. I'm happy to report that in my first term in the state legislature, I've been keeping my promises. I promised to foster economic growth and new jobs, and Arizona is now a national leader in both. I promised to support more funding for our schools, particularly for our teachers and classrooms. I kept that promise, helping to pass the biggest increase in school funding in Arizona history without raising taxes. I promised to work on a fix for I-17, and just this spring, the Department of Transportation announced a plan to build new lanes on I-17 without a tax hike or a toll road. I've kept my promises because that's the kind of representative you deserve. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more and get involved.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
We're the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM KQNA Prescott Valley, and on 99.9 FM K260 BL Prescott.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Federal officials are investigating several suspicious packages and explosive devices sent to high-profile Democrats all across the country.
Law enforcement official told Fox News that the working theory of investigators is that the devices were sent by a single individual or a single group.
Fox's Catherine Herridge reporting. Among those receiving the packages, former President Obama, the Clintons, two Democratic congresswomen, and a CNN contributor in New York. President Trump trying to tackle the opioid epidemic.
We have launched one of the largest ad campaigns to keep young Americans from getting addicted in the first place.
The president also says he wants tougher penalties for drug dealers. Big sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 608 points, S&P off 84, and NASDAQ down 329 points. This is Fox News.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. We're going to get a little bit spooky on today's show as we talk with Randy Skidmore and Celia Osborne talking about the PCA's annual Spooktacular Ghost Talk. And you'll also hear my interviews from this morning with two really interesting authors whose new books came out this week. You'll hear my chat with Michael Engel. He is a noted entomologist at the University of Kansas. His new book is species called innumerable insects, the world's most numerous inhabitants, and Meredith Oakes, a rock journalist and the first ever female editor at Guitar World magazine, has published a new book. It's called Rock and Roll Woman, the 50 Fiercest Female Rockers, with individual chapters on everyone from Aretha Franklin, Grace Slick, Stevie Nicks, Janis Joplin, Chrissy Hynde, Tina Turner, and Hart, to even lesser-known legends like Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes. So, some really good information for you on today's show. Before I get started, I want to give a very special thank you to the very nice folks at Professional Writers of Prescott. They gave me the honor of being their guest speaker last night at their monthly meeting, and I look forward to hosting even more local writers, as well as the nationally published ones, like the ones you will hear on today's show. Hey, this is Wednesday. That means Wednesday night classic movies at the Prescott Elks Theater. Tonight, that's no different. It is Hocus Pocus, the Bette Midler movie at 7 o'clock, a cash donation. Pretty much whatever you want to give them, though $5 would be appreciated. Now, next week, next Wednesday, at the Prescott Elks Theater, it'll be the Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, directed by Stanley Kubrick classic, The Shining. So if you missed it last night at the Harkins, you can see it next Wednesday, Halloween night, at the Prescott Elks Theater. And later on today's show, I will go over the 6 new movies that are opening tomorrow and Friday at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. But in the meantime, we've got Randy Skidmore and Celia Osborne ready to come in and talk about Ghost Talk on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The 2018 model clearance starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Save over $5,000 on 2018 Nissan Sentras, now priced under $15,000. Or one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for under $20,000. You choose either a front-wheel drive for $19,488, or if you need an all-wheel drive, it's only $400 more. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa for only $11,388? Plus, that includes a full warranty. The 2018 model clearance going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in for our best selection. Prices this low won't last long. Visit LambNissan.com for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Celebrate a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Join in the fun Saturday, October 27th. The area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes for best overall, best group, and best theme costumes. Win up to $500 Castle Cash each hour during Cash Coffin Hot Seats from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And Furious George returns to the Dragonfly for a night of great music and fun. Don't miss a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 207 with Celia Osborne and Randy Skidmore. They are taking part in the Prescott Ghost Talk, a production from the Prescott Center for the Arts. Celia and Randy, I opened up my newspaper this morning, and I checked the TV listings for just for today and tonight. And on my favorite channel, Turner Classic Movies, here's what they're airing today and tonight. White Zombie, Mark of the Vampire, The Night Monster, The Human Monster, The Devil Bat, The Corpse Vanishes, Spooks Run Wild, The Ghost Goes West, and The Canterbury Ghost. My gosh, it must be close to Halloween.
There's almost a theme going here.
Yeah, I kind of sense a theme going there. Now, we're putting on Ghost Talk for the 11th consecutive season, correct?
Yes.
And Celia, you've been a part of this before, right?
No, this
not,
is my
not
first
for Ghost
year.
Talk, but you're a PCA veteran, right?
Yes, yes.
And what are some of the shows we may have seen you in before?
I was Miss Prism in The Importance of Being Earnest. I was the Abbess in Comedy of Errors, which was a lot of fun doing Shakespeare. I did the 24-hour plays. I've been here about a year and a half. I did Under Milkwood, which was really interesting.
And Randy Skidmore, you're a newcomer to town. I want to welcome you.
Thank you.
What got you involved in the PCA with Ghost Talk?
I've been looking for something to get involved in recently. New to the area, but I've been doing theater since I was a little kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I even pursued it professionally for a little while. Little secret. It's really hard to break into the biz.
Oh, tell me about it. You lived in California as I did, so we both know how tough that is, don't we?
Yes, yes. It's quite the challenge. There are a few people out there trying to do that, so.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, and we're looking strictly at movie actors here, only about, I think, less than 10% of actors are able, I should say members of Screen Actors Guild. Less than 2% of Screen Actors Guild members are able to make a living strictly by acting.
That's what's so nice being here, being able to work with PCA, because we get to do this at a very high level of quality.
A lot of talent here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, and it's as somebody who's just getting into the local group, it's really impressive to see what level the talent is out here.
Yeah. Take me back. Now, I always ask our stage actor guests this question. Do you remember your very first time on stage?
Mine was only a year and a half ago. I had spent a long time being behind the scenes. I was a soundboard op. I was a tech person. And moving up here was the first time that I allowed myself to say, I'd like to be on the other side of the lights.
So when you were watching all those shows you were helping with, you're thinking, maybe I can do that, huh?
Yeah. And I'm starting to think, you know, maybe I might be good enough to do that.
You never know till you try, right?
That's
Randy,
right.
Take me back to your first time.
A friend of mine and his family, when I was, I was probably 7 or 8. They were involved in theater, and just because I was wanting to hang out with my friend, they were going for an audition to the play Oliver. And so I just went along just because I was tagging along. And they said, well, if you're here, why don't you audition? And I said, okay, well, why not? And they were going to be going to all the rehearsals and everything anyway, so they said, well, we can bring him along if you want him to be in it. So that's how I got started. I auditioned. They said, you're in. And that's how it started.
You know, I remember the story of, I want to say it was either Robert Mitchum or Lee Marvin, one of the two, very rugged Hollywood types. They got their break. They were a plumber at the time. And they got a call to service the toilet backstage at a repertory house. And while doing so, as he was wrapping up, the director said, oh, my gosh, what do you mean my third banana isn't going to show up or my part-timer isn't going to be here? Can you fill in? I'll give you the script. That's how they got started. And remember Telly Savalas, the TV actor?
Sure. Yeah.
He was doing an interview with Tom Snyder on NBC for the old Tomorrow Show. And Snyder asked him, how'd you get started in showbiz? He said, I was working as a low-level State Department employee in Washington, and the guy at the next desk was involved in community theater. He said they needed a role filled. Why don't I audition for it? And I said, why not? And why not became kind of his mantra. And every time he said why not and tried something new, it worked out for him. Sometimes all you got to do is fake it till you make it, right?
That's a lot of people's motto.
Well, I'm telling you. And you know, it's funny because when you live in California, especially in Southern California, you hear all of these firsthand stories of people who are actors and directors and stuff like this. And we've always heard the old story about so many actors are in analysis or some kind of psychological counseling and things. And I was, the best reason I was ever told for that was when you're on your way up and you're struggling and living on ramen noodles and you just can't get that break, you keep telling yourself, I am just as talented as that big star. The only thing between us is he got the break and I didn't. And then when you get the break, you don't so much enjoy your good luck. You go, you know what? There's about 20,000 people out there just as talented as me, and all that separates us is the break, thus the analysis. Isn't that strange?
And it's really very true. There are a lot of very, very talented bartenders and waiters and waitresses in L.A.
Sure.
And when it's just a matter of somebody coming in and taking an interest in them or being in the right place at the right time.
I was doing a talk at the Professional Writers of Prescott last night, and I quoted from the book Movie Speak by director and producer Tony Bill, who says it's amazing how many times in Southern California you'll hitch a ride with a cab and the driver hands you a screenplay to review, and how he was out on his boat one day out in San Diego Bay, and he saw this figure swimming toward the boat from way outside the horizon. And as the person gets closer, he notices he's carrying something while he's doing strokes. The swimmer, in a wetsuit, tossed a Ziploc bag onto the boat's dock containing his script. That's how he got it read. And that happens a lot in Southern California, doesn't it?
You've got to do what you've got to do, and you just got to keep knocking on doors and hoping.
That's all. You just got to keep trying and hope you get your break. I have to ask you, have either of you seen the movie, the Oscar nominee from last year, La La Land?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. There is a heartbreaking scene I'm sure every actor can identify with. Emma Stone is prepping like crazy for the role of a lifetime. She gets the audition. She's standing there doing her three-minute side, and somebody walks up to the door and wants to come in. And the casting director waves her in the middle of her audition. Now, the actor in both of you had to go, oh, my gosh, that had to be just horrifying. But that happens, too.
That's the way it is.
Oh, it's just so impersonal and so heartbreaking. You got to have a thick skin, don't you?
Very much so. And it's these people on the other side of the table, they see so many people day in and day out that, you know, for you, it's your big chance.
Mm-hmm.
You've prepped for this. You've gone to the classes. You've done all of the scene work. And this is something that is really, really important to you. But it's something that they see repeatedly all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as it's not a big deal to them. So, you know, somebody bringing them in a sandwich or telling them that they have a phone call, it's just not the same level for them, and it's tough.
All they're thinking is next, right?
And
cattle call.
And sometimes that's why when your most acting coaches will tell you, make a strong choice when you go in for an audition and stick with it no matter what is happening on the other side of the table.
When I was going to auditions in Valley Village, California, we had the casting director, Rick Pagano. He would say, "Sell it!" Make a strong impression, right? Celia, tell us about your role in Ghost Talk.
I actually have two. I am a very, very angry spirit who's going to have to spend eternity doing something, the last thing in the world she wants to do. Mm-hmm. I am also, a very lost, scared, and upset spirit named Georgia. These are people who are going to spend eternity not in any way that you would envy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. And Randy, what is your role in Ghost Talk?
I also have two roles. One is a, well, depending on your view, wrongly or maybe not, accused military man who's accused of a murder.
I don't think he did it.
The butler did it.
The butler did not do it, but you have to come out and see,
sure,
and make up your own mind. And then I also play a violinist that used to play down at the Elks Opera Theater about 1880.
Mm-hmm. All the characters that we play are actual legends from Prescott. Uh-huh. All of these stories. This is written by Parker Anderson, who's a local historian.
Indeed.
And what he's done is dredged up actual legends from around the Prescott area. Mm-hmm. So these are people who lived here. These are real people.
Yes, these are actual, true, based stories of things that truly did happen in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's history mixed with the spooky, and which is what really makes this interesting.
Sure.
And
sure.
Some funny stuff, too.
In fact, I saw a blurb on the webpage. It says, these combine cowboy poetry, melodrama, Shakespeare, Greek tragedy, modern performance art, traditional storytelling, even the American musical. So that can go in a lot of different directions. Now, you guys have performances. Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, by the way, it's directed by Erica Muse, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's awesome.
Want to make sure we get that out. And also, you have performances Friday at 7:30 and 9. I understand the Friday 7:30 is sold out.
Oh, we have more than one show that's sold out.
Yeah, Sunday at 2 o'clock, that's also sold out.
Yes, it is.
But you can still get tickets for Friday at 9, as well as Saturday and Halloween night next Wednesday for 7:30 and 9 o'clock. Now, once again, that Friday 7:30 show and Sunday at 2 are both sold out. But several other shows you can get tickets for at pca-az.net or call 928-445-3286. Randy Skidmore, Celia Osborne, Knock 'em Dead, Break a Leg, Have a Great Time at Ghost Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got a couple great interviews with some fascinating authors coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Michelle, my baby said his first words. He said AMCO, you know, as in AMCO Transmissions.
Oh, you mean AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care? As in the specialists who repair and maintain all components on your vehicle? Oh, my baby said that weeks ago.
No, no, no. Your baby is saying it all wrong. It's AMCO Transmissions, as in the specialists who know the difference between just sticking in any old part and the correct safe installation. My baby also said they have the best warranties in the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, my little sweetie said to me, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care have the lowest prices in town, and they'll have you in and out and back on the road faster than any shop around.
He did not.
Did too.
Part of your vehicle, it's AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, located on the south side of Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
When it comes to crime, Kyrsten Sinema puts us all at risk. Listen to real Arizonans speak out.
I spent 18 years in law enforcement on the streets, risking my life. Kyrsten Sinema opposed the bill to increase penalties for violently assaulting law enforcement officers. That put everyone in danger.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't support our police.
Sinema put our police at risk, and it's a disturbing pattern. Sinema put her radical agenda before our safety over and over again.
She was against tougher penalties for gang members involved in drive-by shootings, too. Sinema even supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police and don't let them enforce the law. Her views aren't just radical, they're dangerous.
Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Her radical agenda puts us all at risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Planning what you'll need for your next paint project is as simple as an app. You can search colors and shades to try on a virtual wall, color matching using a picture taken from your phone, even estimating how much paint you'll need. We'll explore some of our favorite painting apps, from the urban farm to places around the state and your home improvement questions. It's your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Meredith Oakes is an award-winning radio personality. She is also the first female editor at Guitar World magazine, and she has come up with a great new book. It's called Rock and Roll Woman, The 50 Fiercest Female Rockers, taking an insightful look at 50 rock icons who indelibly shook up the music scene, whether solo or in a band. Meredith, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your collection of essays on 50 artists and bands. What was your approach to boiling down someone's life and career into a chapter?
That is a really tricky art. It's impossible, basically. I mean, not just rock stars, anyone. So I took the approach of storytelling, because I love that. That's everything I do, whether it's on the radio or songwriting or even magazine writing. It's all about telling a story. And so I would find these stories that either the artist had told me in an interview or through some other channel, and kind of get into their life and get to the heart of who they are as an artist and as a person through these stories.
Now, some of your chapters include idols that are well-known worldwide, like Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Grace Slick, Janis Joplin, but you open with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and you end 70 years later with Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes. Is there some significance to those two bookending the rest of the stories?
There absolutely is. I even before I knew who the final 50 were, I knew we were going to start with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and really formed the foundation for rock and roll music, loved by everyone from Elvis to Johnny Cash to Tina Turner. Pretty much invented the windmill arm before Pete Townsend, the duck walk before Chuck Berry, played amazing lead guitar, and moved gospel from sacred to secular, and went to the Cotton Club, where she was embraced by Duke Ellington and all this audience that might never have heard this kind of music. And then all these years later, here comes Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes, and she's basically channeling Rosetta Tharpe. I mean, down to using the same guitar, a Gibson SG, you know, that funny little batwing-looking guitar,
mm-hmm.
Casting her eyes toward the sky in performance, wearing a cape, but more importantly than all the superficial stuff, the deep blues and roots connection that really rock is built on.
Now, what are some of the narrative threads that connect women in this book?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, a lot of these women were into causes, quietly giving money and time. People don't really know that Amy Winehouse was like extravagantly charitable. She gave so much money to charity and couture and all these other things. I mean, you think of her as just this person who's constantly falling apart, but that's not the whole story of who she was. And Annie Lennox, she has an NGO called The Circle that does remarkable things for women all over the world. Melissa Etheridge, Bonnie Raitt, Shirley Manson of Garbage, I mean, all have done so much with their celebrity. You know, people say, oh, don't use your platform. But this stuff isn't political. It's just really, it's good works. Aretha Franklin, same thing. Very few people know how much she did for others. So there's that. The fact that they've outlived, outlasted, and outsold many of their male contemporaries. I mean, Chrissy Hynde is still on tour, and she just turned 70. Wanda Jackson is still making music with Jack White of the White Stripes. She's 81.
Wow.
I mean, Elvis died at 42.
Yeah.
So, you know, these women are strong and tough and beautiful and they lasted and, you know, kept creating music that we all still enjoy.
In the last couple of years, we've all become familiar with Me Too stories involving actresses. Has that affected female musicians, too?
It's interesting. When I was writing the book, the Me Too story really broke open. And as a woman in music, I mean, we're all familiar with the stories. And a lot of these stories that I found have already been told, and these artists have been telling them, whether in song or in the media, but nobody was paying attention. I mean, Pat Benatar told the story about being chased around a piano in a studio and about a radio programmer patting his lap and saying, come sit over here, we'll talk about getting that album played.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was listening. So I put some of those stories in the book because I want people to listen.
Now, you've played in rock bands. You've worked as a music journalist and radio DJ. How did those experiences influence your writing, Rock and Roll Woman?
Well, I mean, when you tour in bands, you kind of understand the lifestyle, no matter what level you're at. Even if you're just driving around in your Honda Accord, which is, you know, sometimes how I went on tour, or in a passenger van, you still have the same schedule as someone who's flying in an airplane. It's one or two great hours a day, and the rest of it is a grind. So you kind of understand that, and I think that when I interviewed a lot of these folks, they really like talking with someone who got the life.
Mm-hmm.
I also love music, and musicians don't stop at a genre. They don't go, oh, that's blues, I'm not going to get into that. They just love music, and I have this passionate love for all kinds of music and sort of an understanding of it, and I think that helped in communicating with a lot of these artists.
In communicating with them, did you discover a glass ceiling that kept them from getting a record made or played?
That is a very interesting question. I mean, you know, with the arts, it's not like the C-suites, right? It's kind of a different thing. But there were different challenges. A lot of being told no, a lot of being told you can't do that, and a lot of having to prove that, yes, I can, and I just did.
How can our listeners learn more about your music work, your writings, and get a copy of Rock and Roll Woman, the 50 Fiercest Female Rockers?
Well, Rock and Roll Woman's out. It was out yesterday, and it's everywhere. A lot of local booksellers are carrying it, which I love. So if you have a local bookstore, go ask for it there. And I have a Facebook page where the discussion continues. It's called Rock and Roll Women on Facebook, facebook.com/rockandrollwoman. And if you want to find me, I'm Meredith Oakes on Instagram and Twitter.
And that is Meredith Oakes, O-C-H-S. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thanks. Pleasure to be with you.
And there's more coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Yeah. James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Drivers in Prescott will need to put away those cell phones and other electronic devices starting November 23rd.
Yesterday, the Prescott City Council approved a ban on these devices, which follows a similar measure approved by the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors that goes into effect November 2nd. Supervisor Craig Brown says he's glad council has taken this action.
The whole idea is to get people off their cell phones, start paying attention to what they're doing while they're driving.
Prescott Police Chief Deborah Black explained she's gotten a lot of questions from the public as to why a ban isn't already in place.
People are really surprised that we don't have restriction on distracted driving specifically with the device. You know, I've kind of held the line on whether we should do this. In other cities I served in, that was the question as well.
The fine for a first offense will be $100. There will be a grace period on fines until January. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Learn about an upcoming pronghorn antelope capture near Prescott Valley. The Arizona Game and Fish Department is hosting a public meeting about the capture in the Glassford Hill area at 6 tonight. Biologists and other personnel will be available to answer questions following the presentation. Topics to be covered include the pronghorn population on Glassford Hill and challenges those populations face in central Yavapai County. The capture is planned for late January. The antelope will be transported and released in southeastern Arizona, where they will boost a small population north of Wilcox. Game and Fish is partnering with the Arizona Antelope Foundation and local private landowners on this project. The public meeting will be held in the Prescott Valley Public Library, located on Civic Circle. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. We're going to see an overnight low of 44 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 69 tomorrow and 71 on Friday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 78 and a high on Friday of 79. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Why Buick? Kelley Blue Book awarded Buick with the best value luxury brand. Why Finley Buick Prescott? We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. So you get style and luxury, along with excellent customer service and pricing. A 2018 Buick LaCrosse with savings of $67.50 off MSRP. Your price, $32,625. A 2018 Buick Encore comes with a savings of $51.58 off MSRP. Your price, a low $26.32. A 2018 Buick Regal Sportback or Tour X saves you $65.79 off MSRP. Your price, $25,021. When you buy local, you keep your tax dollars local and save money, too. Finley Buick GMC Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See Buick for details and any restrictions.
An Arizona registered nurse speaks out on healthcare.
My name is Tammy. I'm a nurse, and like so many, I have a pre-existing condition. So I pay close attention to who will protect my healthcare. Martha McSally supports making insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. Those attack ads are just lies.
Why the false attacks on Martha McSally? Because Kyrsten Sinema wanted to make our health care much worse. Sinema's big government health care scheme would kick you off your health care plan. And experts say it would cause doctor shortages and hospital closings. And you'd pay much higher taxes. In fact, even doubling our federal taxes wouldn't be enough to pay for Sinema's radical health care scheme. Kyrsten Sinema's health care agenda would be a nightmare for taxpayers and patients alike. The real Kyrsten Sinema is just too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, to date, we've discovered and described or named about 1.1 million different insect species, with thousands of new ones being added every year. Well, there's a new book. It's called Innumerable Insects, the story of the most diverse and myriad animals on Earth. We are speaking with the author, Michael Engel. Michael, how do we arrive at a figure like that? That's a lot of different species. And how do we arrive at a number of just how many insects there might be?
Well, the 1.1 million has been the diligent work of entomologists for the last couple of centuries as they've gone out throughout the world risking life and limb in order to bring back specimens and document what insect life is out there. And through their collective efforts, we've reached a point where we know about 1.1 million insect species. And as you mentioned, thousands are added to the rolls every day. And what we can do is we can look at the rate at which, when we go into a particular environment, the rate at which what proportion of the samples we bring back also turn out to be new species, and use that to extrapolate how many more yet might there be. And so if we follow those curves out, we get estimates anywhere up to 30 million, but probably a much more conservative estimate is that there are probably about 5 million insect species around us today, meaning that we've only yet documented about one-fifth of the total diversity that is out there.
Now, you're a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology and the senior curator of entomology at the University of Kansas. Tell us about the 95% of what we would call other bees that comprise the world's bee population.
Yeah, we tend to think about honeybees, rightly so, but there are only 7 species of honeybees throughout the world, and yet there are 20,000 species in addition to the honeybees. And so there's this rich variety of bee diversity out there, and we tend not to think about them at all. And so they include mostly solitary species, such as carpenter bees, sweat bees, alkali bees, nocturnal bees, fire bees, a whole rich panoply of these wonderful pollinators, and all of them are jeopardized. And so it behooves us to kind of protect them all and not simply focus in on the one that we're most familiar with.
Your book also talks about insect agriculture and the way that insects evolved agriculture and animal husbandry.
Yes, yes. Long before humans did, at least 35 or 40 million years ago, insects had already developed their own sustainable agricultural systems. Both termites and ants have independently evolved a means to go out and harvest fungi and bring them back into their colonies and develop crops, using the results of those labors to feed the rest of the colony. And ants will actually go around and tend aphids. Just like we tend cows and we milk cattle, they will go out and they will milk aphids for honeydew and similarly use that as a source of nutrition within their nests.
So your book points out some of the many benefits of having our insects in this world, but you also spend some time talking about pests, parasites, and plagues, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, whether we like it or not, we have sort of a love-hate relationship with insects. We have to love them on the one hand since they pollinate our many forests and they serve as a source of food and medicine. But on the other hand, they also can bring about great ruin to us. Termites will eat our structures and, you know, things like mosquitoes can carry disease. They can serve as a vector for bacteria or viral pathogens. And they've been known to bring down entire armies and reshape civilizations. Perhaps the most famous of which is the Justinian Plague, which reshaped Europe during the Dark Ages.
Your book also contains more than 180 rare illustrations from the American Museum on Natural History Research Library's rare book collection, doesn't it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this was a great opportunity to highlight these rare works that are now difficult to access and that the public rarely ever gets to see, and yet are the original works through which many of these discoveries were made. And so while they are wonderful scientific documents, they are also wonderful examples of artistic expression, because obviously the times in which these studies were undertaken, it was not possible to run out and grab a quick snapshot of something. Instead, you had to have talented artists who could go and render insects faithfully, and many times did so with a great deal of artistic flair as well. So they are wonderful highlights to supplement the work with.
When our listeners read your book, I bet they'd be surprised by how many insects are so skilled at camouflage and mimicry.
Yeah, it starts off in the most simplest case as insects who are, for example, you know, sort of a standard green color and so allows them to blend in naturally with the foliage. But it goes all the way to much more complex systems whereby, for example, little lacewing larvae, who are voracious predators and feed on aphids, can go about and they themselves don't necessarily resemble anything, so it makes it difficult for them to hide, but they can go out, they can survey their environment, they can selectively grab material from that environment to build an adornment on their back and disguise themselves so that they can go about unnoticed, even so much so as to going through and sampling the carcasses of their prey such that they can sneak in amongst their prey sort of as a wolf in sheep's clothing.
The author is Michael Engel. He has been to 40 countries north of the Arctic Circle and down to the equator in tropical rainforests in search of living insects and ancient fossils. His book is Innumerable Insects: The Story of the Most Diverse and Myriad Animals on Earth. Michael, how can our listeners learn more about your work and get a copy of your book?
The book is available wherever books are sold. And as for myself, I can be found at the University of Kansas Natural History Museum's website, www.ku.edu.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so very much.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sack. Picked off by Peterson.
That is one bad bird!
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
David Stringer calls himself conservative, but he supports a marijuana industry plan that would make our drug problem worse. He voted to recommend marijuana for opioid addicts. This idea that marijuana can help opioid addicts comes from the pot industry, and it's not true. Research shows marijuana makes opioids harder to quit. Opioid addicts who use marijuana do worse, not better. The marijuana sellers don't care what's true. They just want to make money. But I do care. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. I work with opioid addicts. I also wrote a book that warned just how unscrupulous the marijuana industry would be. They target teenagers by selling pot as cookies, candy, and soda. They were even caught recommending marijuana to pregnant women. We need to stand up to them, but David Stringer won't do it. He voted with them. If you send me to the legislature, I will fight them harder than anyone. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek. I approve this ad. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the Yavapai Regional Medical Center is sponsoring a series of free health insurance marketplace enrollment events during the open enrollment, which takes place November 1st, coming right up real quick. That's next Thursday, November 1st through December 15th. Robbie Nickel of YRMC, the Executive Director of Community Outreach and Philanthropy, says their team will also provide assistance to people applying for access and to help individuals and families enroll in a 2019 health insurance marketplace health plan that works best for them. Now, they will have five of these seminars. The first one coming up will be Saturday, November 3rd from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That will be at YRMC East Admitting. That is on East Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Now, regardless of which session you go to, and there will be five, you need to bring these things with you. Make sure you bring your Social Security number. Bring your employer and income information for everyone in your family. That would mean your pay stubs, W-2 forms, wage and tax statements. Also bring your marketplace, that is your healthcare.gov, login information. That means your username and your password, because if you don't have a login, you need a valid email address. But the more information you have, the faster it'll go and the easier it will be for you and for the people working with you. Also, you'll need to bring along your policy numbers for any current health insurance. Now, for people who enroll in a health insurance marketplace plan during open enrollment, the health insurance plan coverage will begin January 1st. Now, most of the 2019 health insurance marketplace plans require low or no monthly premiums, and you might qualify for a premium tax credit. You can find who qualifies for the premium tax credit, which is based on household size and income, at the health insurance marketplace a webpage or by notifying YRMC.com.
Well, on the happy note, you heard us talking before on the show today about Ghost Talk coming to PCA. Well, also, it's that time of year to do the Time Warp at the Prescott Elks Theater. This cult classic, the Rocky Horror Show, was revolutionary when it premiered in 1973. Because of its empowerment of self-creation, it has since become a yearly Prescott tradition. You can follow the story of newly engaged Brad Majors and Janet Weiss while on their way to visit Dr. Everett Scott, their former science tutor. They run into some trouble, and they end up at the residence of another scientist, Dr. Frank N. Furter. That sweet transvestite, Dr. Frank N. Furter, along with his colorful group of butlers, maids, and other eccentrics, they strip Brad and Janet down and take them up to his lab to see his new favorite obsession, Rocky, the man he's been making. Well, what could happen next in this sexy science fiction parody? Well, come to the Elks Theater Saturday at 7 p.m. to see this year's production of Richard O'Brien's The Rocky Horror Show live to find out. A friendly Transylvanian reminder that this production includes adult themes, so it's ages 18 and up only. Also, very important, especially for those of us who have gone to midnight movie showings of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because this is a live production, the act of throwing anything on stage is strictly prohibited. However, costumes are highly encouraged. There will be a fun-filled pre-show before the show. That starts at 7, the show at 7. Also, a costume contest at intermission. Now, this is a one-stage family theater production. You can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or OneStageFamilyTheater.com to get your tickets. Also, visit Bill's Grill just off downtown Prescott. Visit Bill's Grill the same day before or after the show. Mention One Stage Family Theater. They will donate 15% of your dining bill to One Stage Family Theater. So, a good show and a good cause all at the same time. Well, you've heard me mention from time to time one of my favorite magazines. It's called Remind. It's a baby boomer pop culture magazine that really takes you back to a time and place in our youth, and every month they have a four-page, what they call a time capsule, taking you back to 1 year in the life of a baby boomer. In this, our last month's issue, they take you back to 1973 with reminders like the cost of living. The median yearly income was only $12,000. The minimum wage per hour, $1.60. The median cost of a new home, $32,500. Gas was 39 cents a gallon, and they pumped it for you, and they gave you free glasses or towels just for coming in and filling up. A loaf of bread was 29 cents, and a Hershey bar was 10 cents. My, how those have changed. In pop culture, some of the new products that came out in 1973, Bic lighters, Shrinky Dinks, Dawn dishwashing liquid, breath savers, and Baby Alive all came out in 1973. Among the big news stories from that year, in a 7-2 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that a woman's right to abortion is protected by the 14th Amendment in Roe v. Wade. That was on January 22nd of that year, 1973. Also, if you saw the movie All the Money in the World, the Christopher Plummer, Michelle Williams movie about J.P. Getty, John Paul Getty, his grandson, John Paul Getty III, was abducted on July 10th, 1973 in Rome by kidnappers who cut off his ear when his grandfather refused to pay the ransom. Also that year, on October 10th, Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned after being investigated for accepting bribes. Also in 1973, the top 10 TV shows were All in the Family, The Waltons, Sanford and Son, MASH, Hawaii Five-O, Maude, Kojak, The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and the William Conrad drama, Cannon. Now, if those titles sound familiar and have a common theme, it's because 9 of the top 10 TV shows were on CBS. This was the day, of course, when you only had 3 national networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC.
In movie news that year, the Oscar winner for Best Picture was the Paul Newman, Robert Redford classic, The Sting, with a great co-starring role for Robert Shaw. The Best Actor was Jack Lemmon in one of his least seen films, Save the Tiger. The Best Actress was Glenda Jackson in A Touch of Class. Best Supporting Role went to John Houseman in The Paper Chase. Of course, he became much more famous years later for doing his Smith Barney investment commercials because they make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it. Now, it was John Houseman. Also the Best Actress in a Supporting Role, the youngest ever, Tatum O'Neill, 9 years old, winning the Oscar for Paper Moon, a very funny movie, starring her father, Ryan O'Neill, directed by Peter Bogdanovich. And the top five box office films that year, American Graffiti, which of course lent itself to becoming on TV, Happy Days, Live and Let Die, the James Bond film with Roger Moore, also among the top five moneymakers that year, The Way We Were with Redford and Barbara Streisand, also Soylent Green with Charlton Heston, a futuristic film about a hungry society, a little too hungry if you ask me, and Paper Moon rounded out the top five. And finally, 1973 was the year that Snoopy and the Peanuts Gang first served up buttered toast, pretzel sticks, and popcorn for Thanksgiving dinner. That's a wrap-up of 1973 from Remind Magazine. Join me tomorrow for Q&A at 2 o'clock with my guests Lisa Pazlich for Vision of Vets, Arid Matthew with Julie Harrington for the Tolerance Project, and also stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town Prescott at 4. I'll see you tomorrow at 2, when I'll see you actually on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, Dr. Richard Bloom, a terrorism expert at Embry-Riddle University in Prescott, says finding who's responsible for sending those packages.